to know where the truth ends and then fiction begins.
New developments in the case of Doomsday Cult mom Lori Vallow and her husband Chad Daybell.
Authorities are still searching for Vallow's children.
How does she pose a threat to your children?
I don't know what she's going to do with them.
Think about all the people that had to die and disappear.
Tell us where the kids are.
Nothing is coincidental.
This stretches just so beyond what anyone could imagine.
Investigators have recovered human remains at Chad Daybell's residence.
There's no way we're going to ever come up with this.
This is no longer the search for missing children. This is the search for killers.
All eyes on this Idaho trial.
Lori was his follower. Chad Daybell's the prophet.
Chad had a vision, plagues, and foreign troops coming to the soil.
It's the Doomsday couple, Chad and Lori Daybell, on trial. And our countdown to the Doomsday Couple trial has begun, folks. We are just 7 weeks away from the start of this trial. Chanley Painter has the timeline.
September 1st, 2019. Lori Vallow Daybell and her brother Alex Cox move from Arizona to Rexburg, Idaho, with Lori's children, JJ and Tylee. Rexburg is just a few miles from Salem, Idaho, the home of Chad Daybell, her future husband and co-defendant on charges related to her children's disappearances. September 8th, Lori, Alex, JJ, and Tylee go to Yellowstone National Park for the day. Police say this picture is the last verifiable sighting of Tylee alive. Lori had told friend Melanie Gibb that Tylee is taking classes at BYU, Idaho. But records confirm Tylee was never enrolled. September 19th. Melanie Gibb and her boyfriend visit Lori for the weekend. Lori tells Gibb that JJ has become a zombie. Gibb later tells police nothing seems unusual about his behavior. This is the courtyard where JJ is seen on camera playing with neighborhood kids. But in September, according to police, the children would go missing. September 22nd. The last verifiable sighting of JJ by Melanie Gibb and her boyfriend in Lori's home. November 5th, Lori and Chad tie the knot in Hawaii. November 26th, Rexburg police get involved with the search for the kids at the request of police in Gilbert, Arizona. Rexburg police knocked on this door conducting a welfare check requested by JJ Vallow's grandparents. Lori told police that JJ was with a friend in Arizona. But when that story didn't check out, the police returned the next day with a search warrant, only to find Lori and her new husband, Chad Daybell, were nowhere to be found. December 20th. While Lori and Chad are back in Hawaii, Rexburg police announce JJ and Tylee are officially missing. January 3rd, 2020. Authorities execute a search warrant on Chad Daybell's property. March 6th. Lori has her first court appearance in Rexburg on felony desertion charges after being arrested in Hawaii. June 9th, police and the FBI return to Daybell's property and discover human remains in a field behind the home. Later, Chad Daybell is arrested and charged with felony counts of destruction or concealment of evidence. June 13th. Authorities confirm the remains belong to JJ and Tylee.
All right, folks, here we go. We've got a pretrial hearing February 23rd and a trial date April 3rd, Idaho. That's right, another case in Idaho. Idaho versus Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow Daybell, the so-called doomsday couple. And yes, folks, Court TV will be there.